V-minus 37. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Timo, Henry, and Clark sat in the living room discussing what they'd just seen, the TV muted as a series of ACN in-studio analysts did the very same. Underwhelming was the word of the day, but no one within Dan's inner circle saw that as a bad thing. Living in hope that Dan had heard something in Cole's thoughts that would move their understanding of the situation forward, all three were eagerly anticipating the phone call Emma had promised just as soon as she returned to the plane. Clark's phone rang before too long, but it wasn't Emma. "Hey?" Tara's voice excitedly boomed through the speaker, effortlessly reaching Henry and Timo as though making its way into one of Clark's ears and escaping the other at equal volume.
"That was fine, right? He did okay?"
"It looked fine, but are you alone?" Clark asked. "If you are, there's something we found out that you'll be interested in. If you're not, we can't talk about any of this."
"Jason is in the bathroom right now, but yeah, I guess maybe I'll wait to talk about it when I'm home. I'll definitely be back tonight. We're just heading out to look at an old cabin in the woods he's renovating. Do you still have Rooster in with you? I will be home 100%, but I might be late."
"Yeah, he's here. See you tomorrow. And remember, Tara, no talking."
"Love ya,"
she replied, ending the call in the same excited tone she'd started it with. Clark held onto his phone, imploring it to ring again. "She seems more like the girl I remember," Henry mused. "Happy?" As Clark began to speak, his phone rang again. "Dan, hey man," he said, answering as quickly as he could. "You okay? That looked like it went pretty well, and you might be thinking that Cole wouldn't have eased up on the GCC without Ding okaying it, but we think there's something else going on here. Timo's people found a recent link between Cole and Jack Neal's new PR firm. They're working together on something, but we don't know if it has anything to do with any of this triangle stuff." "I just heard Cole thinking about Jack," Dan revealed. "Do you know how many other people know? This has to stay quiet until I've spoken to Poppy and we get home." Timo held his hand out, requesting the phone from Clark, and got it. "Very few people know what my team discovered, Dan," he said. "And like I mentioned before, I trust this team completely." Like Timo had received one phone from Clark, Emma quickly received the other from Dan and proceeded to stress just how right he was that any suggestion of Cole working with Jack had to be kept under wraps for now. The strength of her words and tone surprised no one. They knew her well enough by now to know that along with her unnerving knack for identifying the right way to handle delicate situations came a ruthless opposition to any suggestion of pursuing the wrong ways. But the number of times Emma repeated the same point was unusual. "We get it, darling," Henry eventually took over, realizing that she wasn't listening to Timo's insistent words. "But did Dan get anything else out of this?"
"Not really," Emma said. "Cole thinks the triangles are real, but I don't take that as absolute proof that Ding does, and we still need to find out what Poppy's thinking before we consider our next move. The world still doesn't even know about the GeoSov plot to take Slater hostage, what with the end of Focus 2020 being interrupted by the second triangle right when Dan was about to bring that up, and I think it should stay like that until we know where we're going next. But speaking of Poppy, did Timo's team find anything on her?"
Henry answered in the negative.
"Okay, well, we're getting ready to fly to Honduras so we can get a real sleep overnight. So I'll go in a second. How's Tara doing?"
Clark, hearing everything easily through his phone's overloud speaker, took hold of it again. "Great," he said, perking up. "She's been spending time with friends, ones who are good for her. And my dad was just saying how she seems a lot more like her old self." The news about which particular friend Tara had been spending a lot of time with wasn't Clark's to share, so he didn't get into any specifics.
"You mean Jason?"
Emma asked, taking it out of his hands.
"Don't worry, she already told me about that. And yeah, I think you're right. With everything he's been through, he could be good for her. Keep an eye on her until we're home, though. Not like spy on her, but just make sure you know roughly where she is. Her head can't be totally clear after just a few days, so, you know, it's a give her space, but not too much space kind of thing."
"Got it," Clark confirmed. "And you guys give us a call when you land in Honduras,"
Henry interjected, almost yelling towards the phone to be heard from several feet away. "Will do," Emma said, having, along with Dan, deliberately neglected to mention his short-term memory issues and the headache that was only abating now with the help of some fairly strong medication. "Everything will be a lot clearer tomorrow night, I promise."